This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack featuring the Villas Senior Care Community.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
We're talking not only about nursing home care, but not only long-term care, but also some of the short-term care, helping your loved ones get back to where they were. Amy Gagnon, the admissions director with Heartland of Decatur, also Krista Jaratek, the owner of Healthy Cells Magazine. You feature Heartland of Decatur in your magazine almost every month. Everything from cataracts to dialysis care to rehabilitation, both short and long-term speech rehabilitation for symptoms like stroke and things like that. You know, we were talking before the break about some of the many things you do. Also, what's virtual rehabilitation? You have to tell me a little bit about this because this caught my eye.
Virtual rehabilitation is somewhat new in the last 6 or 7 months. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. It's for those of you, if you compare it to the Xbox Kinect, it's a hands-free virtual rehabilitation, but where the Kinect is 4 quadrants, this is 8 quadrants. It's designed specifically for the geriatric population. It can detect the smallest of movements, and it allows the seniors or whoever it may be that's doing the therapy to, they play games. Instead of raising their arm 25 to 100 times, they're playing volleyball. So raising their arm actually hits the ball, so they're not counting. So our therapists are seeing they're doing 3 times as many reps because they're not really thinking about doing therapy. Mm-hmm. They can also program it to do therapy in a wheelchair, seated exercises, standing exercises, and also cognitive therapies. And so our therapists can also detect reaction time on the right and the left side, so they can start to see if they're having a reduction in cognition or signs of a stroke. Like even the smallest of strokes, they can see we're only reacting 80% of the time, where yesterday we were reacting 100% of the time. When they can take notes, and the therapists are still utilizing it. They're using the gait belts, and they're still there behind them. It's an additional therapy. It's not an alone therapy, and it's free to them. It's no cost to them. So,
and that's many of the other things. Of course, you also do the Alzheimer's care. Talk to me a little bit about that.
We do have a certified Alzheimer's unit within Heartland. It's a 23-bed facility with specialized programming, different activities, and all the staff back there are trained especially for the Alzheimer's patient and dementia care. It's just a fantastic place back there. It's so humbling to go back in that area. And we have a huge involvement in the Alzheimer's Association as well. So we get a lot of support from them. It's just a terrible disease that there's so much need in this community for.
It robs families of the loved one they once knew. It becomes a completely different, they become a completely different person. They're not sure how to handle the sometimes sudden outbursts. Suddenly, your mother or father doesn't recognize you anymore.
Yeah, it's just so sad to watch families have to go through it. And even watching the patients, progress through the dementia stages, it's, because in the beginning you realize it, you can feel it and you can kind of sense what's happening. And, it doesn't matter your age. You can be 50 and be diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or you can be 80, mm-hmm. 85, 90, and it's just a terrifying disease because there's nothing that you can do, and there's no cure, there's no preventative. I mean, there's things to slow it down and kind of hide the symptoms, but that's why the Alzheimer's Association is so important.
Yeah, and I know research has come a long way, and it still has a long way to go, and hopefully, we'd love to be able to see a cure for Alzheimer's. Now, I know in Healthy Cells Magazine, you do a number of not just treatment articles, but also prevention. And that's one of the things that you do at Heartland of Decatur as well. Prevention. Of course, we don't want to see broken hips and have to rehabilitate for that. You'd rather not see it not happen at all.
I always say that this is the one, industry where I could say, I don't want you in my building. I don't want you to be one of my clients, So whatever we can do for the community to educate on, prevention from coming in, whether it's, keeping your home safe or staying inside, healthy eating, exercises, the different facilities here in Decatur, the different places that they can go to learn. You know, the senior center starting point, there's so many different places that they can go to learn and get in-home care or, you know, just help at home to prevent them from coming in. I mean, we'd love to have them and get them strong to get them back home again, but whatever we can do
to keep them away, that would be great. You know, and I mean, we talked a little bit about, we're going to be getting into right now, of course, we've had beautiful weather this fall, but that is going to change. We're going to get first frost, we're going to have ice, and that's probably when you really see, but there's also many things beyond just what you can do around your home. It's also what you can do for your health. Flu is a major problem this time of year for senior citizens.
Yes, and last year was the highest rate since maybe the 90s that they've seen hospitalizations in senior citizens 65 and older for the flu. And, you know, it's just very important for them to get the flu vaccine, to take care of them, you know, wash your hands, you know, any of the small steps that you can do to prevent the flu, stay inside, keep bundled up, eat right, exercise, because the flu is, I mean, it's starting to come strong.
And with an aging immune system, you need everything you can get. That's for sure.
Definitely. Especially if you have those underlying sicknesses and comorbidities. I mean, you're just...
Do you have an article this month in Healthy Cells magazine?
We will.
Yeah. Krista's like, she will. Absolutely. Well, Krista, I want to go to you real quick. How can people find Healthy Cells magazine? I want to make sure that they're able to get all of the information, not only how they can help their aging parents or an aging loved one either rehabilitate to return home, or if they do need to look at long-term care. How do they find out more about Healthy Cells magazine? Where can they pick it up?
Sure. Healthy Cells magazine can be found all around town at your grocery store. It can be found at your doctor's office, your dentist's office, your pharmacy. Really any location where you can see a magazine rack, you're probably going to find
Healthy Cells. We have it magazine. Here as well, right? In the Citizens Building
correct.
Lobby. So you can always pick it up here as well. Now, Amy, tell me how they find out more about Heartland of Decatur.
If you would like to find out more of Heartland, you can either stop by the facility or you can give us a call, number 217-877-7333. Or you can visit our website. It is hcr-manorcare.com. It'll talk about all of our services on there as well.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you both so much for coming in to talk about Heartland of Decatur.
Thanks
and of course, Healthy
Thank
Cells
you.
Magazine, always a big supporter of Central Illinois Weekend. And we do appreciate that. And that about wraps it up for this week's edition of Central Illinois Weekend. Make sure you check out this podcast and more available at WSOYAM.com.